Get it? The Burt Show.
Try not to love this song. There is a lot of pressure on us this morning as the first morning show that Fall Out Boy is going to talk to in their attempt to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. We got to be conscientious of two things before we get them on, okay? First, I think we got to ask them right off the bat, how long do we have with you?
Right. Okay.
Because if they're doing 57 interviews, this may be 6 seconds long.
Exactly.
And we're wordy.
And we're very wordy.
We know this.
I think I've already proven that since the mics have been on. And the second thing is, I mean, we are going to set the tone for the rest of the industry.
Right.
So if we say something to offend these guys right off the bat, they're going to hate their next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they will no doubt, over the next 24, run into a whole bunch of DJs, because we know our industry is filled with tools, that will ask an offensive question. And it will ruin their next half an hour. We don't want to be that morning show.
Right.
Right? So the pressure is a little bit on us.
Started off on a good foot.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
It's 3 a.m. for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we are sprite. We are all just lively right
sprite?
Now. Sprightly. That's just kind of.
I'm feeling like Coke.
And to answer your first question, we have to have 5 minutes, apparently.
5 minutes?
5 minutes, okay.
We're in, we're out. Okay, here's my intention with the five
minutes. That's what she said, but it's like for real.
She can ask for whatever she wants. Who knows what we will get. Here's our intention with this next 5 minutes, is we really feel sort of the pressure to make sure that your first interview in this whole Guinness Book of World Records things is good, because if we anger you guys, that will jack you up for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So we want to know specifically, in order to keep you in the good mood for the rest of the industry, what topics are okay for us to talk about, and which ones do you totally want to stay away from?
You know, you can pretty much talk about anything.
Let's not talk about, like, what celebrities my impending baby will be dating. That one always kind of set me off a little bit.
Okay, that's obviously Pete. You're getting that one too much, huh?
It's a little wild of a question.
Questions of that quality.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, like, you can kind of, like, put your own spin on each of those, and they're, like, all bad.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that there's really not a topic that's off limits, but there's, like, you know, just ways of
asking. Patrick can go to town with, man.
What is
I'll answer anything, man.
Ask him anything. He's like he's Biden, dude. He'll answer anything.
What's the most ridiculous question you've ever been asked in your, you know, history of doing radio interviews?
Okay, so the other day, you know how the record was originally supposed to come out on November 4th, which is Election Day, obviously, and then now it's going to be on December 16th.
Right.
One of the reasons it changed is because of this question. So, sandwiched between two questions about the election, it was like, you know, what's the importance of young voters, you know, getting out there and voting? Who would you pick between Megan Fox and Jessica Alba? Right, and I was like, dude, come on, man! Like, seriously, like that was kind of a serious question into that. I mean, I don't know. So
my most insane one was, I believe it was an Australian interview, and they asked something about what it would be like, or to make sure that I slapped my sister-in-law's whatever.
Are you kidding? Really?
Next time I saw her, I hung up the phone on him.
See, that's kind of like, I mean, our industry is filled with guys. Like, my theory has always been, like, radio guys, for the most part, are people that never got any kind of attention in high school or college or anything like that. So they finally have a forum where they're in front of a mic, but they're just kind of like dorks, and they just really don't know how to handle themselves very well.
Well, you know, it's always easy to be mean when you have, like, something with you, you know, when you have a microphone or you have, like, a computer in front of you, you know, you can, like...
Yeah, you like, need that. If you have that separation, it's easier to be mean.
But at the same time, I don't want anyone to think that we have it bad. We're really, you know, it's not like I'm...
No, we got it bad.
Oh, poor rock star.
Yeah, I got a hobo bag.
How did the whole concept for this this getting into the Guinness Book of World Records even happen? Because Jen here has a theory that you guys were just partying and like 2:30, 3 in the morning. Somebody said, you know what, guys? I got an idea, bro.
we hear the guys in here talk about their crazy bets and stuff all the time. I just imagine you guys sitting on the tour bus like randomly brainstorming this.
No, we had like an idea to play a show in Antarctica and get in the record book that way. And it kind of went back to, like, you know, being 8 and reading the entire Guinness Book of World Records back to, you know, front to back. And we didn't achieve that when we sat in Chile and waited to go to Antarctica. So we realized that we were probably due this amount of radio interviews.
Well, that's one of the things that's funny is that this block of interviews started out, it was booked prior to any of the Guinness stuff. Like a lot.
I think Guinness feels bad for us a little bit.
Yeah,
they want to let us get in. You know,
they want to let us in the club, but we're just not that world record.
We may end up being the Barry Bonds of Guinness.
Guinness is showing mercy on Fall Out Boy.
Totally.
So it's going to be 57 interviews over the next 24 hours?
Over 57.
I think we got to beat 57. That's the number to beat.
You got to crush it.
Right. Now, does a Guinness representative have to be there with you, or is it something that they will look at after the fact?
It has to be fully documented. There have to be at least six impartial witnesses.
And usually there has to be an adjudicator. I don't know if there is one.
Yeah, and I think everyone has to sign something, and it has to be notarized. I mean, like there are very, very strict rules, as I'm told.
Yeah, it's hard. Because when we were in Chile, we tried to beat a couple other records while trying to go to Antarctica, and they told us that like about 3 or 4 years ago, these guys came along and just beat every record you could beat.
Yeah,
it's impossible. Like it was like eat 4 saltines in 30 seconds or something like that, and without at any point drinking water, and you had to show your mouth is clean between each cracker.
Oh.
Impossible.
You
will literally die trying to beat that record.
And then my manager, Eric, said, he's like, yo, I can do that.
Yeah, and he did it in like 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We're like, dude, you are officially like not even in the metal competition right now.
We knew we were going to have you on today, and it started bringing back all these memories of Guinness Book of World Records. So I went and I got one yesterday, and some of the records in here. I mean, you remember reading these when you were like 8 years old? Check this one out: longest walk on hands.
How long is it?
870 miles.
What?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I remember the longest fingernails. I forget what it was, but it was crazy. That one was crazy.
That was
that
was the dude on the cover, right? And everybody knew that guy.
Yeah. His fingernails were all curled around.
Longest stilts walk, 3,008 miles.
What?
3,000 miles.
Yeah, man.
That's longer than that Proclaimers song.
I couldn't even do that in one of those, like, what's the little, like, car where you, or not the car, the, like, the bike where
Segway?
You, like, yeah, I couldn't even do that in a Segway.
Well, good luck today. You guys have another, 60 of these things to do, so hopefully we set the tone for the rest of the day.
Oh, we're on time, though. We're over all right.
We're over all right.
Hey, that was a good first one, so thank you very much.
Cool.
Thanks for popping our cherry metaphor.
Yes, good.
I told you the new song, too.
Yeah, we told you what's going to hurt. And here's the new song from Fall Out Boy also. When is the album coming out, guys?
December 16th.
December
16th.
Well, yeah, dude, check it out. I promise you that you may be disappointed, but you should check it out anyway.
A fine endorsement from Fall Out Boy. All right, you guys, good luck today.
Thanks a lot.
Get it? The Burt Show.